Welcome to this audio descriptive guide to the V&A's first ever gallery dedicated to furniture. My name is Lila Mainatas and I am one of the curators responsible for the gallery, which is located on level 6 of the museum. This guide to the layout of the gallery starts at the entrance at the top of staircase G, which is the closest entry point to Exhibition Road and the tunnel entrance from the underground. There is also lift access close to this end of the gallery via lift F. The furniture gallery is a long rectangular room, some 60 metres long and 12 metres wide. It is an elegant and lofty black and white space. The high ceiling is barrel vaulted with skylights which are fitted with white shutters. These are controlled automatically to regulate the amount of light falling onto the displays. You may hear the mechanical sound of them adjusting. Looking down the gallery, the furniture is arranged on a series of 40 centimetre high plinths edged with black ribbed oak, which create a spine down the centre of the room. Each plinth is 2.5 metres wide and about 6 metres long. More plinths line the side walls of the gallery. The same ribbed black wood frames the displays to either side, contrasting with the white walls and allowing the furniture to stand out. The central plinth nearest the stairs displays 20th and 21st century furniture. The subsequent central plinths go back in time to the 15th century. There's a large padded bench that you can sit on between the first two plinths and another between the last two. The two side walls are divided into displays on different furniture making techniques. Moving clockwise around the gallery from the stairs, the techniques shown along the left wall are turning, upholstery, cane and rush, gilding and silvering, digital manufacture, cladding and mounting, lacquer, japanning, and painted and graphic decoration. Coming back down the other side of the gallery, we find joinery and cabinet making, cutting from sheet, casting and moulding, stone decoration, veneering, marquetry and inlay, and carving. Each technique is illustrated by pieces of furniture that are deliberately diverse in form, date and place of origin. Digital labels are positioned on pedestals at the front of each bay at waist height. They slope back at 45 degrees, and information can be accessed by swiping a finger across the screen or touching a particular image. Please note that there is no audio on these labels, but the font size can be increased if desired by touching the screen. And there are large print label books in holders at each end of the gallery. Four of the displays on techniques also have associated touch objects positioned on a sloping plinth alongside the digital labels. Full descriptions of these touch objects can be downloaded as separate tracks from the V&A website. There are a number of historic carved objects that you can touch, as well as a panel that shows the different stages in the carving process. Touch objects also demonstrate the techniques of casting and wood turning. The large technique displays alternate with seven smaller sections that address the careers of individual designers and makers. These are integrated so that the makers are close to the particular technique for which they were known. Each of these displays has an audio point located on the left. They're a little higher than waist height and have a vertically mounted telephone handset on the right. To the left of the handset, a touch screen gives you three choices of audio track. The top is a curator's view, the second one down a maker's perspective, and the third an audio description. These audio tracks can also be downloaded individually from the website. Moving clockwise around the gallery, the makers and designers are David Kirkness, Eileen Gray, George Brookshaw, Frank Lloyd Wright, the Tonnet Brothers, David and Abraham Röntgen, and Thomas Chippendale. At the right-hand side, in front of the only external window in the gallery, is a specially commissioned piece of furniture called the chair bench by Gitta Geschwendtner, which you can sit on. This semicircular bench seat has reproductions of the backs of six different chairs, all of which are to be found in the gallery. Underneath the bench are the chair legs, but these have been swapped around like a children's puzzle, so that the legs of one famous chair are beneath the back of another. From left to right, the chair backs are an ornately carved 16th century Italian Scabello chair, a contemporary Italian chair, which was made using a combination of robots and machine tools, a tall chair designed by Frank Lloyd Wright, a tonnet bentwood chair, an 18th century bended back chair, and finally a Windsor chair. Try to work out which legs belong to which. In the centre of the gallery, in front of the chair bench, are two waist-high interactive tables, which explain the materials used in furniture making. Positioned around the edge of each table are samples of the materials that you can touch, 31 in total. There are hard and soft woods, metals, cane and rush, and animal products such as leather, ivory, and mother of pearl. When you place your hand over a sample, an image appears on screen to tell you more about it. Please note, though, that there is no audio on this display. When you have finished, exit at the far end of the gallery to explore ceramics, or go back to where you started to return to the ground floor by the stairs or the lift.